Welcome back to the Dynamic Entrepreneur Podcast. This will be a fully business episode because it's been a while and I have a lot to say. I've been learning and really expanding, especially with small businesses sharing, optimizing your social media platforms, and I wanted to come on here and give a few tidbits. So I'm going to call these Marketing Minutes. Yeah, I really like the sound of that, so that's what they're going to be called from now on. The first topic that I really want to cover is it's fall season, kids are back to school, and there's a big shift, and we're pretty used to that, but that's the shift we're going into, and you're going to see a lot of shift on social media accounts as well. With local businesses, there's going to be partnerships and giveaways and collaborations and events, and your kids are going to bring home promotions and things with local businesses and stuff. So what I really recommend is doing these partnerships and collaborations. Don't be afraid to reach out to another company or business owner and do these collabs. I actually saw here in Fort St. John, there's a photographer that partnered up with a realtor agent to give away a mini photo shoot. And I thought that was spectacular. Like, what a great way to, one, collaborate. Two, you expand your reach. Three, you might be reaching people that would never have found you before, or it would have taken them a longer time. You're also tapping into different demographics than what you're used to, which I think we all need to do to grow because, you know, the old cookie cutter marketing school of thought was stay in your niche and only stay there and really connect with them, which is still valid. However, I really think, and this is what I've seen from a few courses and following other marketing content gurus, is expand your niche. Because we can't decide what someone might or might not be into, especially after the last 2 years. Everything has changed. You know, they say, think outside the box. How about you just throw away the box and do what you feel compelled to? Because people are really, really, really attracted to content, materials, products, businesses, people, whatever kind of company you may have or be into, or including MLMs or any of those things. Do not be afraid to put yourself out there and try to reach new demographics. Now, I do understand that that is easier said than done, but show up every day. Show up with something and you're going to get more comfortable, and you can't get better at something if you don't do it. There's no space or time reality where you're going to become good at something without ever doing it. So that is also another little tip. There's so many changes out there on the platforms, and I know that videos and reels are becoming more and more popular. They're getting more traction, more engagement, and actually the platforms are favoring them at this point. Don't let that scare you. There's also other opportunities for you to promote your product or your business or offers, whatever. Just put yourself out there. There's definitely sponsored content, and they offer really great tools now to measure who your content, who's looking at it, who's interested, who's actually clicking to buy, who's clicking to view but not quite getting there to the purchase or the contact. Are your ads even being shown to the people you want? So you can either go by a target audience of people that like your page. You can go people that like your page or others like them. You can do demographics. There's so many options. I know that you might think, okay, one's good, or you might Google like, okay, what's the best way? But really, again, with everything shifting, there is no best way. So I really recommend testing them out. Even if that means making a smaller budget for each one, test them out and give yourself the time to learn and succeed when you're doing something new. And what that means is, like, don't just put two ads up for 2 days and be like, oh, it didn't work. Rome wasn't built in a day. Give yourself time to succeed. And even if you do not succeed, after you've given yourself this time, you will have gained so much knowledge and insight. It's unbelievable. And a reason why I do like this podcast and doing it is because you can share this knowledge and these ideas with others, and don't be afraid to share, because everything is so unique now, so unique, and it has your energetic imprint on everything you do, that sharing doesn't take or give away. It just doesn't. I really, really want to blow that limiting thought and belief out of business owners, entrepreneurs, MLM, like just everybody's minds. Because by sharing, having that conversation, their creative minds might think of something else. And it might spark a new relationship, a new business collaborations. And I know I keep saying business collabs, and there's a reason. This is the new way to be. Anyway, that is what I feel. That is what I think. Business collaborations is like taking pre-workout before a workout. So just think of it as pre-marketing workout. Now on that note, the idea that I had to record this episode was, how can you help support another business if you're a consumer, customer, client, someone who just admires and maybe can't afford or isn't interested in their products right away? How can you make a bigger impact and help support someone? I know a lot of people are starting companies. They're becoming coaches or resellers. It doesn't matter, all that. If you're doing it, give yourself a smack on the ass. Good for you. Because guaranteed, there's a lot of you out there that are thinking about doing things that are not doing it. But the time that you spend thinking and wishing you had been doing it, you could have done it. But it's never, ever too late. And there's so much help out there. If you have an idea and you want to get it going, or you just want to talk about it, hit me up. Quite literally, I would talk about this stuff all day long. So anyway, back to the idea that created this episode today is, how can you support your friend's business or someone you like? Like their stuff. You know, it's at the bottom left-hand side of a post. There's a little thumbs or a little heart. Like it. It doesn't mean you have to go buy their product. It doesn't mean you have to tell all your friends, all their friends about it. If you want to, that's fantastic. Those go so far in the digital marketing world right now. Please go and like and support and accept their page invites and whatever you want, because, and you can go snooze or, you know, just quiet, not see their posts if you don't want to see them. But that sheer imprint, your energetic imprint, helps them tremendously. It goes just as far as a purchase. Tagging them in your posts is huge. If you do buy something from them, or you want to give them a shout out, or giving them a review, which is probably the best, but that's its own section. I'm going to talk about that later. Tag them, mention, hashtag this at their Instagram, Facebook handle names. LinkedIn is a very, very good platform. Doing that goes so far. It helps them grow their reach, and it takes moments. I mean, we're all on social media, let's be honest. We're all scrolling through stories. We're all looking at content. We love it. It's so effortless, and it has such a huge impact. Because I guarantee, if you are a business owner, it goes a long ways. You like getting those likes. It helps you, and it helps your business. And if you're a consumer, it doesn't take any energy from you. It doesn't require a purchase or any extra involvement. And it can actually make a huge difference in someone's life. Because if you are a business owner, you would want that so much. So I really, really, really encourage that. And even business to business. Because we all have to get certain services out of other places. Give them a shout out at this. And then if someone gives you a shout out, business owners, peeps, reshare it. Reshare it. It's huge, because you're also giving them a kudos. So literally everybody's patting each other's backs. Resharing content means you don't have to rack your brain creating new content, and somebody gave you a shout out and you're giving it back. And if you're into energy and sharing, that is good, phenomenal karma. And I think that's where we are all going, is more trading of services and collaborating and working together. Anyway, it's what I'm really passionate about, and it's what I support wholeheartedly. The other thing that I mentioned briefly earlier was reviews. Okay, close your eyes and open your Amazon app. Don't pretend you don't have it on your phone. And then pretend you're typing in a product. You look at it. Oh, it looks good. Where do you go? Scroll down. to those golden stars and you read the reviews. And if you haven't done it, then you're some kind of trusting animal person, and that's amazing. But most of us do read reviews. They create a different trust and connection. Literally, you're trusting someone else's review of a product. So what makes you think you doing that for another, especially local business or service provider, that's a game changer for them too. So that being said, this one is more aimed for business owners. Send an email. If you have a mailing list, after they buy something, send them an email. Be like, hey, I see, thank you for purchasing. Please feel free to leave me a review. Ask for reviews. 99% of the time when I get a request for a review, that was a mouthful, I do it because I really understand and appreciate the impact that has for that business owner. So please do that. Can't mention it enough. Now, just a new idea popped into my mind. If you are sponsored by a local company or business, I really recommend and hope that you are liking their content. You are tagging them in your posts. Thanks to my special sponsor at ... hashtag ... This wouldn't be possible without ... Now, this is a win-win. One, they're getting their sponsorship's worth of advertisement, marketing, reach, whatever you want to call it. And you are now tapping into some of their demographics, some of their followers and their likes and their other businesses. Very, very beneficial for everyone involved. And if you want to go above and beyond, actually, I'll make a full section about looking for sponsorship, what you can do, what will make you stand out. I will also cover the other side of it because I really like both. I will also cover the sponsoree side. So what to look for when you do sponsor someone, maybe showing up at their event, maybe tagging them, or take a photo opportunity when you're giving them their check. That is huge. Sponsoring and reach that way is a very big passion of mine, and I will do a full episode on that. But I know I've been kind of all over the place, but I really wanted to talk about collaborations and how to maximize that in a marketing minute. And if you had, as you're listening to this, an idea, oh, I would like to do that, please hit pause. Hit pause. I don't even care if you don't come back to the podcast. Write that idea down and execute it. That idea popped into your mind. It was activated for a specific reason. Follow it, please. And let's test this out. If you had a great idea from this podcast, share and tag me in it. I'll reshare your content. I'll reshare your tag, etc. This is a very symbiotic relationship between consumer and company. It goes both ways, but it works very, very, very well. Especially if someone comes up to you, let's say I own a clothing business and someone's like, oh, I'm so passionate, you have such beautiful clothes, I love your shop, I just can't shop here, or they didn't buy anything. Be like, you know what, that's okay, I always welcome you coming here, thank you so much for the compliment, and maybe give us a shout out on social media. We'd really appreciate that. It's supporting local business. I'm actually going to start a campaign. See, when I talk about you're just going to have an idea, I'm going to start a local campaign. It's going to be called the FSJ Shoutout Campaign. Well, I just created my work for myself while recording this podcast. Doesn't matter. And I really hope local businesses jump on board because it's only going to benefit everyone. If you go to a business and you like it, give them a shout out. And maybe if you're a business owner listening to this locally, reach out and we can build one of those collaboration giveaways to help everyone out. Because one, it's going to be like gift buying time soon. Lots of birthdays in the fall, Thanksgiving, etc. Why not do this? It's fall. Let's fall into a new increased pattern of marketing. Let's switch things up and be really, really passionate about it. So thank you guys for this marketing minute. I'm super pumped and I actually want to record more of these. So I hope to keep these coming. I know it's sporadic. However, I'm super passionate about this and I could talk marketing all day long. So be thankful I don't post them all the time. Thank you for supporting. Please make sure to like, follow, tag, all the things I talked about in the last 15 minutes. Talk to you later.